Establishment of quorum.
Okay, Dan Boone.
Present.
Tom Gideon. Nope, Tony Mullen.
Present.
Trent Edwards.
Present.
And Howard Kitchen.
Present.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Mr. Sterrett, will you please read the explanation of public hearing procedures?
I'd like to welcome you this evening to the May 17th, 2017 Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear two variance requests. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed by any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for testimony will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you.
The presentation of exhibits.
Your governing statutes, the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. One, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there's an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. Two, to hear, decide all matters referred to it, which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And three, whereby reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property, as is unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from a mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone map as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. We have two public hearings tonight. Before we start, I'd like those that would like to speak tonight, please stand up to be sworn in. That's all of y'all.
That's all.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I promise to provide accurate and truthful testimony to this board tonight.
I promise.
True and accurate testimony to this board tonight. Close enough. All right. The first hearing we have tonight.
Case number 1705, William Johnson. Case number 1705, it's a side setback and lot size variance request made by William and Jolene Johnson. Property location is at 234 Bell Road C, Branson, Missouri. It's our Taney County GIS. Reinhardt Road goes down. Reinhardt goes left, Beeler right. You continue down Reinhardt. Of course, Bee Creek's to the far left of the screen. Our property is highlighted right here. Is
everybody know where we are and comfortable? Okay.
Is that right below the old processing plant?
Old processing plant is that property right there. You can see the three lagoons which have been taken out.
Okay.
But yes. Subject's property is located at 234 Bell Road C. It's in Branson Township, Section 15, Township 23, Range 21. We'll zoom in on the property here. There's kind of two properties. This is the Johnson property, and this is the other property that Tommy's here on. So, subject property is plus or minus 1.1 acres, which is 47,916 square feet in size, and is described as all of Lot 4A, Block 13 of the amended plat of Hollywood Hills subdivision. The applicant's property is plus or minus 0.18 acres, or 7,850 square feet in size. And it is described as all of Lot 3A, Block 13, of the amended plat of Hollywood Hills subdivision. The subject property is currently a shop building in the back part of the building on a separate electrical service with the floor 48 inches. And that should be lower than the front part of the building. The front part of the building is a shop and a carport. The Johnsons indicate that if the variances are approved, they will move forward with the purchase of the front part of the building to be able to use the carport and shop for their personal use, such as a storage, freezer, and parking. The Johnsons have no space to build any type of outbuilding or place a carport. The only yard space that was available has been taken for a new wastewater system permitted and installed in June 2016 after disconnecting from the abandoned lagoons for the Reinhardt packing plant. This is an overview. The green area is where that lateral field went. I've got some pictures of the tank. Here's kind of a closed-in highlight, and we'll show what part of the building. The applicants, William and Jolene Johnson, are requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1 setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The request is for a side setback variance for the ability to purchase extra property to expand their property from the adjoining property owned by Megan Oglin Trust. If the property was purchased from the Megan Oglin Trust, the property line would be 1 foot from the side of the building. The development guidance code setback for the sides of a building to the property line is 7 feet. The back setback of the property line would have a 0 foot setback, as the properties would share a common wall of the building. The applicant has indicated a survey company has confirmed the ability to survey the property in this manner. Duplexes, per the development guidance code, are allowed to share a common wall with no interior setback on the attached wall. The amount of property the applicant is requesting the variance for is approximately 2,200 square feet in size. The property, if allowed to be purchased with a variance, would also need a variance from the guidance code for the minimum lot size for a lot with septic. The minimum lot size per Table 3, Section 7, is 2 acres. This pertains to splitting land currently. This sale would reduce the Megan Oglin Trust property that is 1.1 acres in size by 2,200 square feet and make it more non-conforming to the 2 acres. However, with the purchase of the property by the Johnsons, this would make their property more conforming. It is currently 7,850 square feet in size. A variance would need to be approved for the reduction of the Megan Oglin Trust property to allow the property to be less conforming to the 2 acres per the development guidance code before the sale can be made. These are some pictometry views. This one's from the west. Our building in question is right here. A view from the north. This property also had a new septic system put in that lays right in this area here, because they disconnected from the lagoons also. And just a straight overview. View from the south. This is just an approximate from a drawing they gave me that I didn't know how to scan and put in on here. But this is how they drew it out, and this was where the line would draw, and I didn't know how far out here they came, but I kind of tried to keep it consistent with the building. The same view of that same 2,200 square foot that they were looking to add to their property.
So there's no proposed new construction. This is simply a subdivision of existing parcels?
Yep,
or
two
parcels. Or a transfer of existing parcels?
Yep, a 1.1 acre one and a 0.18 acre one, and they would like to buy 2,200 square feet of property from the 1.1 acre, which makes it less conforming, but makes this one more conforming.
Okay.
These are recent photos. You can see the septic tank, which lay right in this location next to that wall. You can see the septic here. It's a drip system that was installed up in this area here. So that completely takes all of this area out of the picture, even right in along here, of any kind of future building. And I got a bunch more other pictures. There's the picture of the lateral field. The home now sets pretty much a zero lot setback on the back. Here's a straight-on view looking into the shop and carport area that they're interested. That line would cut right through the roof line and come out not too far from where I'm standing. I could be off. Actually, I think I was trying to stand somewhat where their corner was, because we had to find all that when they put their septic in.
Okay.
View back towards the house. Closer view of the shop and carport. Kind of a side view. Here's showing the different elevation. The back part of the shop, which I have a picture of the other side here in a little bit, is actually 48 inches higher than this side. And I don't know which side to call the front or back. But
are those both currently zoned R1, or is the shop zoned something other than R1?
The only thing I know would just be, well, we don't have any zoning, but it'd be residential.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not a platted subdivision, it's just a...
This park. Is at Hollywood Hills.
Okay.
Here's a back end. This is the 48-inch higher that faces to the west. The Johnson's home's right here on the left side. So this is what the upper part that the Megan Oglin would keep. Currently based upon the Taney County Development Guidance Code, the side property line setback would be 7 feet on the sides and 5 feet on the back. The applicants, William and Jolene Johnson, are requesting a 1 foot side setback variance and a zero back setback variance, allowing for the surveying and purchase of the front part of the building. Also, the applicants are requesting a variance from the acreage requirements for property on the septic systems. By reducing the subject property, it would be less conforming to the 2 acres, while the applicant's property would be more conforming with the purchase of the property. Statutory requirements of approval of a variance. Per the requirements of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. And we've read this. That's the same. I can read it again if you want, but that's our same.
I think we got it.
Our staff recommendations would be, if the Taney County Board of Adjustments approves variance request case 17-5, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a side setback variance of 1 foot from the south side property line, allowing for a purchase of a front portion of the building in question. Two would be approval of a setback variance of 0. A common wall will be shared from the west property line, allowing for the purchase of the front portion of the building in question. And three would be approval of an acreage requirement of 2 acres for parcels on septic, allowing the parcel to be reduced from 47,916 square feet to 4,500,716 square feet, or 1.05 acres. And four is compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And five, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. And that's
okay.
What we have.
Well, since you're all three sitting together, I'm assuming you all three support this application.
Yes.
Is there one of you three that would be the spokesman that we could ask questions of?
That'd be me.
If you'd stand up to the podium, please.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions for William Johnson?
No.